Secretary is leaving the building. Sing him hard till I get there, brother. Sing him hard till I get there. What a thrill it is to be with you here this morning. Some years ago, there was a young minister who was asked to fill in and preach on a Sunday, and he spent all of his time working on his sermon. He spent week after week, he did everything he could to try to be prepared as possible, and he'd actually memorized it, and so that when he got up to preach in front of the congregation, he was hoping he would impress everybody. Thank you, brother. Impress everybody by preaching without notes. And as he got there, and just before he was getting ready to preach, he went blank. Not a thing in his mind. And he said, "You know what, folks? I'm going to be honest with you. This morning, only God and I knew what I was going to preach on. And right now, only God knows." Because he'd totally forgotten everything. He drew a blank. And what a difference the last few days have made. And I know that any of you that have been around televisions or radios or around the internet and listen about these events that have happened in Colorado and how that story has just kind of grabbed you. I know people, and they, in your mind, you hear these things, and first of all, you can't hardly believe it. You know, people going out for a midnight showing, hopefully they'd be entertained, and you know, with the title of the movie, that there'd be some interesting characters there, and how, as things unfolded, people didn't know whether it was part of the entertainment, was a part, and so sadly, so many people, 71, 12 have passed away. That's the latest I heard. Maybe you've heard something more recent. And how we in our own minds, we try to handle something like that. Yesterday, I was fortunate enough to be in the other side of the Blue Ridge, on the other side of Stanton, Virginia. My father celebrated his 87th birthday. My mom tells everybody that I was his birthday present some 56 years ago almost, and he never seemed too happy about that. Still doesn't, whenever that's mentioned. But it was so unique that we had family there, and my niece and nephew, 9, 10 years old, each generation up to my father's 87 years old. And we were discussing the same thing about the tragic events that had happened in Colorado. They were talking about what it would have been like to have been sitting in that theater and not quite realizing what had started and what was taking place. And it was only until one individual says they could actually see the white flash coming out of the muzzle of the gun until they realized that what was actually going on. I know, and I heard just recently, the youngest member that had passed away was only 6 years old, whose mother is still in intensive care and has not yet been notified of the death of her daughter. How many lives are changed so quickly in just an instant? How many lives are changed when none of them thinking that they would go out that evening for an evening of entertainment to be met with an evening of insanity and tragedy? So we, as churches all across this great nation and all across the world today, I believe we'll be praying for these victims of what went on. And I don't know about you, but I'm a little different sometimes. Each one of us in our own way deal with events in our life. And I don't know how you do, but I'm going to fill you in a little bit on the way that I do. There is nothing that has ever been offered to us to help us through a time of struggle than God's Word.
Amen.
I believe that. If you're taping that and you didn't hear them amens, double men. Okay? Just make them real loud on that. Because I'm going to say it one more time. There is nothing that will allow us to stand strong in the faith of him than God's word. Amen. Amen. So when I hear these things, and I tell you, when things that lift my spirits are hymns, songs about the master. You know these guys, when they come in there and sing, and boy, what a thrill to have young Matt singing with us. Amen. Boy, he walked in, been there about a month and a half, and attending the services, got up, and I said, why don't we sing? When he starts singing, I go, where did you come from? He sings out the words, holds out the last little letter on the end of the word. Boy, all the rest of them, he was a practice for Wednesday night for about his second full practice. And boy, Wednesday night, most of these guys come dragging in. Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, they were all there. They're all there. They're all ready to go sing. Everybody kind of raised the bar a little bit because of the enthusiasm we have for an opportunity to do something good for God. There's nothing that lifts my heart more than singing with these guys. And we just have a lot of fun doing it. And songs that are uplifting. And God's spirit, you feel, boy, that sweet, sweet spirit. I know that's a song, but I'll tell you one thing. That is a sermon in itself. Because there is a sweet, sweet spirit in God's house today. And I am here to tell you that there is a sweet, sweet spirit that are in God's houses all across this great land as people genuinely from the bottom of their heart lift up those in need this morning. Friends, that, I don't know how far the distance is, probably 7 miles on the direction I'm pointing. There's a Cineplex down there that the same exact thing could have happened. Could have been your relatives, could have been your friends that they were trying to contact, give an account. I simply don't know. And you heard that first night there and all the reports and so much fear and so much anxiety and so much sadness. I tell you what I do. I love the music. I love preaching. But to me, there is still nothing that has the power of God's word.
Amen.
I had a nice little sermon. It had 3 points on you like that. If I preach it sometime, you'll hear it. That ain't going to happen this morning, folks, because this morning God has said, open up your Bible to something that just uplifts me. It's Psalm 100. I so many times have gone back to God's word, to the Psalms of old David lifted up unto God. And this is entitled A Song of Thanksgiving. When things like this go on, you simply have to be thankful and keep your perspective on who God is in your life. I don't know the number in the Bible out there, the page, they'll yell it out, somebody will do their little thing and yell out
467
over there, and that's the good one. It's not 467 in my Bible, just to let you know. But Psalm 100. It begins with a command. Make a joyful shout or a joyful noise unto who? Unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God.
Amen.
There's a lot of people that still don't have it in their minds and in their hearts that he is God. And he is still God. He is the God of today, tomorrow. He is the God of yesterday who has seen us through things and who will see us through this event also. He is the God that will allow churches and families to simply rally around, showing the support as we who Christians should.
Amen.
Somebody I heard, and you know, I was traveling yesterday quite a bit and up and down, and you know, I'm flipping the stations. I'm a man. I can't listen to anything long, whether it's the television.
Oh, pat him on the shoulder over there. You can relate over there. You can't listen long to anything, and, you know, and you're flipping back and forth and all. And it was an individual who was just, I was absolutely baffled with question about how, well, you know, people at that time and out at that. I'm like, my. I want to hear compassion. I want to hear love. I want to hear Christian ministers in churches stand up in love and compassion and warmth to those who are in need, because that's how they will know we are Christians. Not by pointing fingers, not by making statements piously in front of folks, but simply by opening up their hearts and showing forth love, love. He is God. It is He who had made us and not. Okay, Heavenly Father, I hope you enjoyed that one. I will listen here. Did I misread it? I hope I didn't over there. Let me make sure I did over there. It is He who has made us, amen, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to believe in something that I can hold on to that is going to be a blanket around me, giving me comfort in a time of trial. That's what I want. Some sermons you're going to hear, they're going to point right at you and say, now you need to get this right. And some sermons are going to go and they're going to paint great pictures of heaven. Some sermons you're going to go through and they're going to talk about Jesus and all the wonderful miracles He performed and all the things that were done in His name and how wonderful. But this sermon is simply a sermon we're going to say, thank you, God, for who You are and for protecting each and every one of us every day. A lot of times we're not quite as grateful for as we should be. Amen. Amen. Whew. This is a part where it really gets good for me. I'm in the fourth verse, and it tells me in the fourth verse to enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Do you know why people ask if Terry is going to be here on a Sunday morning? Because they know when that young man gets on that piano over there and he starts banging around and smiling, and that God is going to be praised. Because He has a life, He and His wife, of service unto the Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll tell you how good God is, because they're not here, they've already gone. Leaving New Orleans the day before Katrina, every belonging they have going in one station wagon, pulling away. No complaints about it. No woe is me, no sob stories, nothing. And God, through His greatness, in just a few years, and on Thursday, they actually signed papers on a new home here in Virginia. And he told me, he says, brother, he said, that old house I had down there in New Orleans, it was just rented anyway. I said, well, didn't you get all upset? He said, well, if I'd have owned it, maybe I had, but it was just rented anyway. I didn't send him any more rent checks either. After the water came up so high. God is a good God.
Amen.
God is a God who will keep His redeemed in the palm and center of His hand. He will reward those who are faithful to Him. And I'm seeing that more and more and more, and it makes you happy. It gets you excited. People say, is Terry going to be here? Because we know that there are going to be blessings that come from uplifting the name of Jesus. And people are kind of anxious. When we come to church, we start to sing. People are ready. I mean, they are just, and we do that. What was the old thing I used to watch? It was, when I was a kid, there was only two cartoons. There was, two I watched anyway. I used to watch The Roadrunner, Beep Beep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I kept rooting for that coyote, and it didn't work out for me. I kept, poof. And the other one, I'd watch old Fred Flintstone, because I loved it. When he was going somewhere, his heat. You know that? I like that. When I was a kid, I'd like those things. I watched them. I knew them. I knew Barney. You know. And I like a church when it starts off in the service like Fred Flintstone. Why? Because I am expecting something good from God when I gather together with his people in his house. Amen. It's not just about the donuts. Don't tell that to Terry. Oh, don't look at me like that, Kevin. You can take it off the tape if you'd want to. Just go ahead. It's about getting together with God's people, sharing one with another, praises unto his name. And you will be amazed when an individual walks into God's house with thanksgiving, with a praise upon their lips for the Master, how God will honor that in their lives. And they will receive something because they come for something. I believe it. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. That's what I stand on. That's what I look to when I hear these terrible things that happen. It was only a year ago today that over in Norway there were 70-some that were killed just senselessly. And we hear, and I heard that this thing in Colorado was only about 15 miles from Columbine. Wow, wow. In your mind, you can't quite understand things. There's a lot of things in my mind that I don't understand about God and how things are allowed to happen. But I know that he 2,000 years ago paid it all. Because he decided to send his firstborn son, his only son, to die for my sins and for your sins. Calvary covers it all. All my past with its sin and its stain. My God is still on the throne, and he is still allowing us as believers to care and love and lift up one another. And I believe during these times of great emotional uproar and turmoil and questions and we as Christians should be thankful for the great gift that he has given us. We should be thankful when we wake up in the morning. We're not guaranteed that. No, we're not. But I'll tell you one thing. I am guaranteed that if I allow Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my faith is in him, I am guaranteed at the end of this life that I will have a place, a mansion. We sing that old song. I've got a mansion just, I like that old song. Somebody says, you think it's going to be nice? I know it's going to be nice. Why is that? I said, because he's been working on it now for over 2,000 years. And guess what? He was a carpenter. Think about that. You know? So it's going to be nice. Very nice. But the thing about it, there will be a time where there will be no pain. There will be no suffering. There will be no crying over there. And we will understand better all these things that we are so cloudy in our mind with at this time. Make a joyful shout unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
Amen.
Amen. You might not think that's good preaching, but that's all you're going to get today. Kevin Brown, come on up here, brother. Oh. Hello.
32 more seconds, brother. You got to get to 20 minutes.
I've got a mansion just over the hill.
God bless you, brother. I'm going to hit up this road here. Beloved, each and every one of you, thank you for allowing us to come down and do this and also